The next patient is Dennis Morrow. The last name is M-O-R-R-O-W. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of a CKD that has been oscillated between 2 and 3A. Period. The patient has a past history of type 2 diabetes that has been well controlled, the presence of coronary artery disease and systemic hypertension in the past, period. Those are contributory factors for nephrosclerosis, period. The patient had a CT scan of the abdomen with the stone protocol, which disclosed the presence of a non-obstructive 3 millimeter stone in the left kidney. Period. The patient has a remote history of kidney stones. If the patient has some degree of interstitial nephritis related to the stone disease, is a consideration. Number two, in looking at the CT scan, and there are evidence of calcifications throughout the body, in the spleen, in the aorta, in the heart, in the kidney, and when we look at the laboratory workup, there is a uric acid that is elevated at 11.3. The possibility of hyperuricemia with associated comorbidities is entertained. The patient is going to be treated on allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. We are going to reassess the case in 3 months. And if there is not the improvement of the symptoms in terms of arthritis and pains and aches that he has, we will consider the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-A, period. Following number, the patient it has evidence of hypercalcemia that is associated to the administration of Tums. The patient was discontinued the use of omeprazole, was transferred to Pepsi, didn't do the work, and the patient decided to take a false calcium in Tums. And for that reason, hypercalcemia is present. The Tums have been stopped. The patient is back on the omeprazole. We monitor the magnesium. Since he has the history of hypomagnesemia. Following number type 2 diabetes that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.7%. The patient is improved after the administration of Ozempic, period. Following number arterial hypertension, the arterial hypertension is under control. Today, blood pressure rate is 130 over 80. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure, however, it is in remission. We don't know the cardiac evaluation. And we are going to recommend a cardiology evaluation to give a follow-up to the coronary artery disease, even more knowing that he has the hyperuricemia, the calcifications, and history of PCIs in the past. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Another consideration is that the patient has a left incidentaloma that is measured in 1.9 centimeters that is going to be followed. It doesn't seem to have any type of activity. We spent.
No.
8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.
Okay.